Hi Sandy, it's Lisa from Redlands.
Hello. I got called to give you a call.
So for the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, we check ours. So on a daily basis, every day we check the minimum and maximum temperature of both fridges and we reset it and we write it on a chart on the fridge. Then normally once a week, it can be more. We have a wireless sensor tag. So we log into that with the website. I don't know whether you have the same ones. I don't know the name. They're just like a little white tile, and we log into the website that's come on, and then we can double check there what the temperature's doing, make sure it's still recording. Yeah, the graph. Well, we have been doing it once a week, but the fridge guy did suggest you could do it more. But I think Lauren does that for us. I don't have an awful lot to do with that graph. I check it once a week and make sure the tile is working and that it's all in the limits. But it's quite tricky. The program that we have is a little bit hard to work. So I think, Yes. So our website is. It's called wireless sensor tags. So it's mytaglist.com. Yeah, so it might be different to you because they're very old and they're actually I wouldn't recommend getting these ones. They keep breaking. So you probably have a better one. All right. Yeah, well, we don't. Yes, we check it twice a day on the fridge itself and we write it down, but yeah, just normally once a week on the logger. Yeah, Lauren might do that, but she might do that, yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure about the folder bit, but that's all we do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 That's right. Is this for like to deliver oxygen? Right. Let me have a look at, well, so you've got a breather and a non-rebreather. I'm just logging in. Or a Hudson. The normal one you look for is a Hudson mask. Let me have a look. Hudson mask. Let's see if that comes up. So you've got nasal prongs. That comes with tubing. No, Hudson mask isn't coming up. They've got a oxygen mask, adult Elon with 2.1 meter tubing. Yep. Yep. I would probably get it with the tubing as well. For $3. Yes, because it's only one use, so as soon as you use it, you've got to throw that away. Yeah, so you can't keep reusing that. You need a nurse, Sandy. Yep. Yeah, so maybe, yeah.
Oh, hang on. I've just logged out of it. Hang on. Let me have a look. Sorry, I've just logged out again now. Oh, okay. Could you bring my patient in from the waiting room? No, Maddie's. I've just got a patient waiting, but Maddie's going to bring him in. So the oxygen mask adult Elon with 2.1 meter tubing is $3.21.
Okay.
Is that what you've got? Did you want me to order it here? I wonder if it's a different login. And there is one for $2.05 as well, without the tubing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can do, because the emergency trolley normally, well, you just keep them on the emergency trolley, so you can have one of each. Yeah. Yeah, we don't use it very often, but then once you use it, you'll just have to replace it. But make sure you get some nasal prongs as well. So there's a nasal oxygen cannula with 2.1 meter tubing, and they're 80 cents, according to my... There's two, so that, yeah, just you just need an adult's one of them, so they're 80 cents. Yeah, so maybe get one or two of them, just to have that on your, you'll need that on your emergency trolley. All right. Yep, and have, that's good. Oh. Find the email. Yeah, I can find the email. No, it's really hard. It took us ages to work that out. Let me find you. I'll just find the email because I've sent it to Lauren. Did I? Yes, so whatever I've sent in that email. Here we go. So I just spoke to them. So test strip pack from Autoclave 240 includes 100 strips, and the holder you have to buy initially, but after that you just need the strips because you've got to come with the holder. So it's like a pack. No, they're very hard. No. Yep. Yeah, so it's like a little metal dish. So for $240, we got the holder and 100 strips. So next time we'll just have to order the strips, which will hopefully be cheaper than $240. Okay.
No.
For the sterilizer bags? For the sterilizer bags, we use stickers. Hang on.
Here we are.
It's called, let me find it. What are they called? There's a name. Hang on, it's Autoclo in Teams.
I don't know if you can actually help. Well, I mean, Lisa has been wondering for this. And this guy's got Campbell.
I'm just trying to find where are the stickers. I'm just trying to find the stickers in Teams. Yeah.
You
write on the sticker. There's a name for the sticker. I'm just trying to work out. Let me find out the one that we order. Oh, here we go. What's the name of them? They're called indicator. It's an indicator label, but I can't see it on Teams. So what happens is you write the date and the cycle number, you stick it on, and the color is pink, and when it comes out, the color is brown.
so you can see that it's been sterilized. So you've got to put it on before you sterilize. Yes, but I don't know why I can't see it in Teams. But hang on, I could probably just find here purchase history if I thought it was. No, you write on it. Yeah. Yeah. Can you see our orders there? You can't see what we've ordered. My account. Purchase history. Here you go. I'll just get the name of it because they are. Let me grab the name of it for you. If I can.
But I'm assuming it was for the PSA, but I've just marked it off. He's had it and it was elevated.
Okay.
So he's got results for that. I've got rid of the reminder, so that will go out of hot dogs.
Find it. I don't think they were that bad.
I don't think it's DBC or anything. He doesn't have DBC.
Oh, no, they're not that dear. Oh, no, they're not that dear.
I'm just going to say it was for a routine blood test that.
Here we go. Meditrax adhesive labels.
That's all I can see, but I'll check.
Meditrax. I knew there was a name, and they're $44. $44.60. Meditrax. I knew there was a name. It doesn't come up when you put in. Oh, whatever. There's pink, green, yellow. You can just pick, yeah, whatever color you want. No. No. Okay. No worries. Thanks. Bye.